Hello and welcome to Cosmopolitan Currents, a podcast series that brings together voices across the field of philosophy, art, and culture. I am Hirbat Human, the host and moderator of this curated archive of lectures and dialogues that explore creative expressions and thoughtful reflection across cultural boundaries. Cosmopolitan Currents is a project of the Center for Cosmopolitan Culture, a nonprofit organization committed to transcending the destructive divisions of nationalist chauvinism by promoting better transcultural understanding and global harmony through a focus on the art and humanities. This is episode zero, where Dr. Richard Schusterman, founder of the Center for Cosmopolitan Culture, introduces the center's motivating background and aims.
Hello, I'm Richard Schusterman, founder of the Center for Cosmopolitan Culture. Thank you for your interest. In my day job, I'm the Dorothy F. Schmidt Eminence Scholar in the Humanities and Professor of Philosophy at Florida Atlantic University, and the Director of the Center for Body, Mind, and Culture there. But the new Center for Cosmopolitan Culture is a project I've been yearning to realize for many years. The cognitive and experiential richness of transcultural exchange has been very central to my life. Although I'm best known as an American pragmatist philosopher, I received my philosophical training in Jerusalem and at Oxford before starting my career in the United States. And I continued to develop through extensive academic stays in France, in Germany, in Italy, in Australia, in China, and Japan. Beyond the philosophical enrichment of my transcultural wandering, the experiential rewards have been truly abundant and inspiring. When we seriously engage with foreign cultures, we learn not only to appreciate their different expressive modes and values, but we also, through those differences, come to understand our own culture and ourselves in a clearer, deeper way. When we better understand the background culture of foreign nations and peoples, we can better understand not only their philosophies, but also their arts and politics, because culture shapes those things as well. Many past and current political conflicts result from suspicions and misapprehensions that stem from lack of transcultural understanding. And with those thoughts in mind, I set up FAU's Center for Body, Mind, and Culture, which has, already now for 20 years, successfully pursued international research on those topics through lectures, colloquia, and conferences, along with the academic publications that result from them. Although I'm gratified and encouraged by its success, I believe our goal of transcultural understanding would be further advanced through a center that will partner with academic institutions, but not be limited by the various constraints and discursive forms that academic institutions always involve. Recognizing our world's many divisive conflicts and fragmenting antagonisms that stem from a one-sided focus on the narrowly political, I felt a center for cosmopolitan culture was needed to promote cross-cultural harmony and respect through appreciating the beauty and the uplift of inspiring aesthetic and cultural thought. We intend to use our site to post texts, podcasts, and other content in that spirit. And we are aware that our initial postings are still very modest and limited. Now, the notion of cosmopolitan comes from the Greek word kosmos, which denotes the world, but implies a world of attractive order, as the Greek word kosmos is also the source of our term cosmetics. In choosing cosmopolitan to name our transcultural center, we are not suggesting that cosmopolitanism is inherently a project of Western culture, and one that advances by colonizing, subjugating, or exploiting other cultures for the benefit of more privileged nations of the West. But recognizing the importance of the local as well as the international, we launched this center in English and from the beautiful city of Boca Raton in South Florida. We plan to have more material on our site from cultures outside the West, but also much more in the way of conferences, colloquia, publications, and podcasts on culture and the arts that the center will promote on the web and beyond. To realize these goals, we hope to have your support. I thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Cosmopolitan Currents podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. To explore more lectures and dialogues at the intersections of culture, art, and philosophy, we invite you to follow us on your preferred podcast platform and visit us at the Center for Cosmopolitan Culture's website, where we have interesting content in print and other media. If you value this work and wish to support our missions of transcultural understanding through the arts and intellectual reflection, we would be glad for you to share the podcast with others or make a contribution to the center through our website. You have been listening to Episode 0, an introduction by Dr. Richard Schusterman, founder of the Center for Cosmopolitan Culture. Join us in our first series of podcast episodes based on Contested Territories, a conversations on art and aesthetics between Arthur Danteau, Thierry Dudouf, and Richard Schusterman, held in Tate Britain in London back in 2006. Thank you.